Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast. I am your host, Elaine Turso, and I'm here with a special guest. This is a special episode because we are going to be interviewing one of our panelists, Sheldon Crocker, who is going to be speaking at the Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit happening on January 17th, 2024. So, Sheldon, could you please introduce yourself and tell people a little bit about who you are?
Thank you so much, Elaine, for having me here today. It's my pleasure to help you in your Elevate Summit, start off the new year in a proper direction. I'm Sheldon Crocker from Newfoundland, Canada. I help people to feel empowered and inspired to reach their goals. I believe that we all have resilience inside of us and we all have greatness inside of us, but it's up, a lot of us don't see it or don't believe it. And it's my job and is what I take pleasure in helping people to realize their own abilities. And I do that through my course that I offer, and I do that through my book that I offer, and I also do that through my speaking opportunities. So that's a little tiny bit about me.
Fantastic. So what got you into public speaking? Like, what drew you there?
Well, my journey started off, well, many years ago, when I was a child. I grew up in a very troublesome upbringing. My parents weren't the best. And I was the only child, and I was the only person in the small town that I'm from with a physical disability.
Okay.
So I was always laughed at and bullied and picked on because I was different than everybody else. And so most of my life I felt like I had things I wanted to share, things I wanted to talk about, but I didn't feel like my voice mattered. So I started off first as a public speaker, and just sharing my own story about what the things I've been through in my life, which I don't have really have time to discuss here today. But so I went from there to realizing that the reason why I'm still alive after everything I've been through is in order for me to help others. I believe that I can help, and I know that I do help others, but with the things I've been through and the strategies I've used to get myself here. Mm-hmm. So I went through there, and then the COVID happened, and I wrote my book, and that led me to get more visibility, and people started saying how much I was helping them. So that's my purpose of being here. Being not anywhere is because my purpose is to help others, and that's how I got to becoming a coach, because I actually hired a coach of my own who told me, or never told me, but suggested that I would make a great coach because I have lived life experiences of being through everything. I'm very authentic with real life situations.
That's how
I became the coach.
Cool. So you are going to be a part of our business structure panel, and your topic is one that I'm really excited about because it's something that we haven't had before, which is about inclusive coaching and how to integrate disability advocacy into your coaching business. And I'm wondering if you could give us maybe something that, like, one major thing that coaches could do to make sure that we are being inclusive. Because not everybody can hear the best, not everybody can see, not everybody communicates differently and stuff like that. Is there anything that, one thing that sticks out that you think coaches could consider putting into their business practice to make sure that we're being more inclusive?
Well, that's a good question. Thank you for asking. Working with nonprofit organizations has really taught me the importance of collaboration and the power of community.
Mm-hmm.
It's crucial to listen to diverse voices and experiences to create effective solutions, not to think that I'm going to have a solution for you without even collaborating or asking a person who's actually got the, for example, physical disabilities. These collaborations reinforce beliefs and, you know, help the people feel valuable, the ones that you are trying to help. So collaborations are very important with the people who actually have the situations that you're trying to help with.
Mm-hmm. It's the making sure everybody has a seat at the table, right? Like if yes. you're gonna, it's if you're going to be an advocate, making sure that the people that you're advocating for have a seat at the table and get to be a part of the decision-making processes. I think that's really super important.
For sure. The emphasis to be placed on resilience. Nobody, I don't believe that anybody is more resilient than people that have, I only speak on physical disabilities. I know that there's many types, but of disabilities, but I know for a fact that people with physical disabilities are very, very resilient because they're still here. I mean, we're still going forward, even though we have more obstacles than most people. So emphasizing the resilience that your clients do have and making sure that they are aware that they're already conquering things that people, a lot of people wouldn't be able to conquer.
Yeah. Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit more about your empowerment course?
It's 6 weeks long. It is about adversity, overcoming obstacles and challenges, and mostly based on the topic and theme of resilience and the inner path to finding your, helping you find your own greatness. And it is good for motivation and good for anyone just feeling like they might be at a turning point in their life and willing and looking to change their life and or help their clients change their life. And it offers a lot of really good guidance towards such topics as self-confidence, self-esteem, and overcoming barriers.
Love that. You've mentioned the word resilience a few times, and so I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about resilience and kind of what does that mean to you?
Well, I hear so many people saying that they are not resilient or they weren't born resilient. A lot of people don't realize that resilient is not something that you're actually born with. It's something you can develop. It is actually something that you can grow. You can become more resilient by going by the things you go through. It's about the way you look at things, and it's about the way you actually focus on what am I learning from what I'm going through. So that's one of the things I can say about resilience is that it helps you to realize that you can and you will, if you allow yourself to become more resilient.
I love that. I think we all have that something that's way deep down inside of us. And you're right. A lot of people don't think that they're born with resiliency, but I think we all are. We just have to tap into that and figure out what that is for each of us, because it's going to look different for everybody based on our life experiences and stuff. So, well, I'm super excited to have you as part of our summit. And I'm wondering if you might share one thing that maybe you're really excited about when it comes to the summit.
Well, in whole experience in general, it's completely full of people who are experts in their field, and it's very knowledgeable and about everything that needs to be talked about in today's society. And I believe that we can all learn from each other, and just the collaboration in general, it's quite the experience to be able to talk to each other and help others to help others.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's one of the things that I love about hosting summits is that I get to kind of set the container for lots of collaborations and for people to meet each other and say, hey, I need what you have, or hey, can you help me with this or whatever? And together we can achieve more, right? So I very much love hosting summits, and I really appreciate the opportunity to have you come and share about your experience and how we can be more inclusive in our coaching businesses. So make sure everybody, if you have not yet registered, you can register for free at elevateyourcoachingsummit.com. We'll be streaming that live on YouTube. If you want to participate in the summit, it is only $47. We made this very, very affordable, and you'll be able to participate and go into breakout rooms with our panelists and do some mastermind implementation, all the wonderful things. So thank you so much, Sheldon. It was wonderful to have an opportunity to speak with you. Do you have anything else you'd like to add before we sign off?
I would just like to say once again, thank you. And to the audiences out there, you wouldn't want to miss out on this opportunity. It's going to be more than your money's worth for sure.
Yeah, thank you. Could you also share where people can find you online?
Oh, yes, of course. My email is Sheldon's That's my website. Wow. It's one of those days. It's Boxing Day here in Canada. So it's SheldonSCrocker@gmail.com. My website is SheldonsTransformativeThinking.com.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much. And we'll see you guys at the summit, January 17th.
Be there.